I'm doing today's video from Tavistock, where we've been meeting with Sir Geoffrey Cox, the Secretary of State Steve Barclay, Marion Spain from Natural England, and David Fursden, who's done the Fursden Review into the future of Dartmoor. There was about 60 farmers in the room that I guess have felt increasingly frustrated over recent years, even decades, that their voice hasn't been heard and that the plans coming forward for Dartmoor didn't fit with the viability of their businesses. They're incredibly concerned about the impact on future generations, what it means for their culture and their heritage, and that their voice hasn't been heard. So I think today was a fantastic opportunity on the back of the Fursden Review to really look at how we move the discussions forward, a clear sense that there needs to be an independent committee that is able to come forward with the strategy for how the moor should be managed for the future, and then what the income model looks like that underpins that. Early on in the week, I was at the City Food Lecture, and there's some common themes between the Dartmoor meeting and the City Food Lecture. The importance of long-term partnerships. We all know that farming is a generational investment. It's not something that works on short-term policy. It's not something that works on short-term contracts. And the CEO of Sainsbury's, Simon Roberts, was talking about long-term partnership and collaboration, which is a real shift from where we've been in the past. I hope that he's able to deliver the commitments that he made earlier in the week, and I look forward to furthering conversations around how we implement core standards and whether they are willing to support our ask of government to make sure that we can't be undermined by food imports that are produced to lower standards than we do here. Just yesterday, the farm business income predictions for the 23-24 season were released, and it makes for very bleak reading. Dairy and cereal incomes are predicted to be down 75%, and we know that members are now having real cash flow issues within their businesses. When you look at the challenges of this incredibly wet autumn and now a delayed spring as well, it is going to start to have real business income, and we'll continue to work with government to try and put the solutions in place. I'm now going to hand over to Rachel, who is going to talk about the NFU education work.
Hi, so I'm 3 weeks in as your vice president, and there's something that I need to tell you about that I'm so excited about. So this week, 250,000 children have actually registered to take part in Science Farm Live. This is an event that's been put on by the Education Department of the NFU. And this is where we actually go into children's classrooms and they hear all about what goes on farm. Whether it's about caring for animals, whether it's about farm machinery, growing plants, even working with vets. This is all based about science and what it actually means on a farm. And this has been in celebration of British Science Week. And I don't know any other organisation that does this sort of thing. This is a programme that is actually written by teachers for teachers. And just to take it a step further, I'd love more and more people to come forward and be speakers for schools, because we need to hear your stories. We need to see you going into schools and telling them what it is that you do for our future.
I'd like to thank you all for listening to this week's vlog and assure you that we continue to work on your behalf.